It's the hidden note for June 14th, 2016. Everybody's just, I'm gonna sound a little congested today, sorry about that. Just a little bit of nasalness in the air. But let's get right to it. First up, writing, no go. Hasn't really been much writing pretty much the past 2 weeks. I need to get back into it, but instead, I've been mostly working on Hidden Grid lately. The official relaunch was last week, episode 2 came out yesterday. And it has been a resounding success. So far, the feedback from fans has been extremely positive. People love having things back, enjoying the episodes, and some are even kicking money our way. I went ahead and launched the Patreon for The Hidden Grid Sunday, and officially announced it yesterday during the episode. Got two already. Not bad, you know, $12 a month. So I'm, you know, really hoping for a positive experience with that. I know Hidden Grid itself is not going to pay my bills, so to speak, but if it's something that can make me some income, you know, help me offset the cost of, well, you know, living and doing stuff, then hey, that's pretty good. You know, do I know if I'm going to get to Arcology Podcast or Neo-Anarchist Podcast levels? Maybe in time, we'll see. It's going to take a lot to earn that loyalty back, earn that trust back. You see, we've been gone for 2 years, and when we were posting, we were not posting on a consistent basis. We would skip some weeks, and, well, I think that hurts our credibility. I think as we rebuild our brand, rebuild what we can do, rebuild what we develop, we'll earn that trust, so we'll get some more people kicking in for the support. It's like this podcast. I, you know, think that this is a little bit more of a, it's a better tracker in terms of what I'm doing, and I think I need to start doing with this what I started doing with Hidden Grid, which is posting the episodes directly on a Patreon. Mostly so that way when you have new people coming in, they can say, oh, well, this guy's consistently active. I'm going to get my money's worth, I guess. The Hidden Grid Patreon has already taught me more than Hidden Note Patreon has. Mostly because the Hidden Note doesn't have much of the audience, Hidden Grid does. So there's a fraction of the people. I think we peaked out in Hidden Note somewhere around like 20 subscriptions or so, and I think we're down to like less than 10 now. Whereas Hidden Grid, I think, is still in the hundreds. Might be in the thousands, I'm not sure. I need to double check that. But it's interesting just seeing the difference between the two and seeing what those represent. Alright, I'm gonna move on from Hidden Grid talks because I have not a ton to talk about today, but a decent amount. Oh, we had some issues last week. We had the Tropical Storm Colin off the coast of Tampa, or Florida in general, but I'm in Tampa, so I say Tampa. And we had some interesting issues with that. It wasn't really until the storm was already past us, though, that we suffered some pretty nasty blackout conditions. That was Wednesday night? Tuesday morning? I forget which. I want to say Wednesday of last week that we just lost power at about 10:30 at night, and it stayed out until about 1:30. I know because I actually woke up to the sounds of everything turning back on. And it basically kind of, you know, kicked me out of bed because I was like, okay, well, let's see what the aftermath is. And, well, the fun of that is we kind of lost the internet. Basically, the modem semi-died. Ended up calling a support about that. And, you know, you get these representatives who basically just say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I can't do anything, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And they don't want to offer you anything. It's kind of annoying when you are paying a decent amount for a service and you're basically being told, yeah, you're going to be without service for 2 or 3 days. Luckily, by the time I got up that morning, the modem had kind of rebooted and we were able to get back. But Friday, we still had a tech come out from the call I made, and he went ahead and changed me out to a new one. It's nice and slim and pretty awesome. He actually refused to take back the other modem, basically saying that it's such a bad, shitty modem that they refuse to stop them anymore. So, yay, glad to know I lived with that for the last 3 or 4 years. But being without the power, being without the internet for even just a little bit of time, I don't know, it was kind of shocking because you get this discomfort level with the first world situations, the internet, the power, all these working consistently. And, well, being in a position where they're out, you realize just how fragile that net of support is, that net of content is. You know, I don't have much physical books anymore. I don't have many physical medias anymore, like DVDs or VHSs or CDs or all that's digital. In fact, most of my data is on the cloud. I don't actually have most of my songs downloaded anymore. And, well, that's a little worrying, I guess. Because, you know, if Google went down, something happened, they lost all their data. Well, that's all of my music, that's all of my writing, that's everything. I take that. I have spread a little bit of that around. I do have some of it from some different ones. I won't get the list of them, but a year or two ago, that would have been that way. Now I've got a little bit of data integrity in terms of different services, but it's definitely interesting thinking of how much reliance we have on digital delivery of consistent internet, the always-on concept. Actually, speaking of always-on, we're going to move from the downer note of the storm and the power and all that, and move on over to E3, the Electronics Entertainment Expo. It's that time of year. You know, if you don't know what that is, it's basically the biggest conference in terms of gaming in general, whether it's console gaming, PC gaming, mobile. There's a lot still coming out. Like, I think Nintendo's press conference is still coming up, and things like that, but in general, there's been a lot covered already. We had Bethesda on Sunday. Yesterday, we had PS4, Xbox, Ubisoft, and the ATI PC show, which is a lot of different smaller developers. But I kind of want to go over a little bit of the stuff they talked about. Most of it's going to be quick skim, so hear me out. So let's see. I'm going to go through them in order of the ones I have written down. They're not the orders the shows happen. Show on Sunday. Last year's show was pretty amazing. I remember actually sitting down and watching it with the guys. And this year was not so impressive. It could be because we're post the launch of Doom, and so we're used to seeing what they're doing with the id Software properties. We also had the official announcement of Fallout 4 last year. Well, this year it's some Fallout 4 DLC, Phase 2 DLC, I guess you'd say. And then Quake. I'm sorry. Quake Arena, because that's really what this is. It's basically the multiplayer-only element of Quake, and the problem with it is everything I've seen about Doom multiplayer has been meh. So, looking at Quake and going, well, that's only multiplayer. That's like Doom. Kind of makes me kind of gun-shy. I'm just not interested. I think I should be, but I guess I'm not. And I don't know, maybe it's because people don't know the Quake storyline as much, but they didn't focus on the game element of that, and that could be fair, but I don't know. The id Software thing it always feels more important as a single-player experience than multiplayer. Multiplayer's good, don't get me wrong, but I'm ready. Moving on. Last two things with the Bethesda stuff. Some changes to Elder Scrolls Online. They're kind of doing a more... Well, they still have levels. It's kind of more a free-roam system, the way a normal Elder Scrolls game is. And, well, that's kind of neat. It's not enough to make me go, okay, I need the game, but it's enough to make me go, okay, I'm kind of curious. And maybe I might take advantage of a free month, we'll see. They are re-releasing Skyrim on everything. Just a remastered version, so yay. And finally, Prey 2, which... It was a really cool trailer, but I kind of liked the last Prey 2 trailer we had, which was apparently a completely different game. The last one was kind of a bounty hunter thing. This one looks, I don't know, interesting, but kind of weird. Details to follow, I guess. Moving on to the PS4 conference, or the Sony conference, from your perspective. Holy moly, there was a full symphony there. And they played scores to everything. Whatever trailer, whatever video was going on, that's what they played. It looked neat, but I'm not quite married to, you know, the thought of it so fast. A few games for the PS4. God of War 4, also known as we're moving the franchise to Norway. Or Norse. Whatever. Looks artistically very different. And if it's a twist on the game and they change up the mechanics and they make it a new IP almost, then I'm in. Maybe. The first couple games got boring after a while. It's like, okay, we're going to murder all the Greek pantheon. And then the parents of the Greek pantheon. Okay. Moving on. The Last Guardian is back. Again. And I don't care until it's released. I just don't. It's been promised again and again and again. And, you know, I'm gonna shy about paperware. Final Fantasy XV looks cool. And that makes me kind of want to go back and actually play Final Fantasy XII and XIII, since I kind of skipped those. I think I own one of them on Steam, but I'd have to check. Horizon Zero Dawn looks pretty cool, but hey, you know, robot dinosaurs. I don't give a damn about Crash Bandicoot coming back. And finally, Hideo Kojima is back with not PT, but a pretty interesting kind of neat game. Same with the Norman Reed guy kind of in it. It looks pretty neat. Death Stranding or something like that. Neat looking game. We'll see what happens. Okay, PC conference was mostly meh. I'll be honest, it just didn't really pull me into anything that made me go, must buy now. Tons of VR, tons of meh. A little bit of a Warframe trailer. The Lunaro update. I'll talk about it next week probably once it's out. The only other thing that kind of piqued my interest was they have a game called Ark Survival, or Ark Survival Evolved. There was a mod for it that let you play dinosaurs. Apparently they're making that mod official with Ark Primal Survival or whatever. So, looks neat. You can play dinosaurs. Yay! Ubisoft. This one's fast, so. Watch Dogs 2? Meh. It looks good, but so did Watch Dogs 1 and gameplay in that first one was kind of bleh. Not that great. So, consider me jaded a bit about the good-looking trailer from Ubisoft. Ubisoft is a great art team. They have a great cinematics team. But sometimes their interface and interaction stuff just falls flat. However, the South Park game looks good. It looks like South Park. And it sounds hilarious. So, once again, another game I need to go back and beat. I do own Stick of Truth, just haven't gotten around to playing it. Oh, and there was an Assassin's Creed movie. Whatever. Finishing up with the Xbox. Gears of War and the Never-Ending Franchise, much like God of War. Two new consoles, both of which I probably will buy. The Minecraft cross-platform is kind of cool, though. I kind of hope that comes into PC as well, if they get the mod API out. Gosh, I need that. And then pretty much everything else is kind of there. So that's it. That's my E3 review of the first 2 days. I'm going to watch some of the later videos probably very soon. Actually, they're probably out now. So once I'm done editing this, I will hop on the E3 bandwagon. But that's pretty much it. So, yeah. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. No, next week. Not tomorrow. This is a weekly podcast now, not daily. Until August. August becomes a daily podcast. Until next week, bye-bye.